is a college town. Get up, get down. New York is a college town. Get up, get down.
CUNY cuts are disastrous for Latino families. CUNY Rising, CUNY for People, Governor Cuomo, Don't Fail NYC students, invest in CUNY, hashtag Cuomo Fund CUNY. Some of the signs on the steps of City Hall today held by members of CUNY Rising Alliance, community groups, faith leaders, labor unions, student groups working together to make sure CUNY is well funded. They say it's vastly underfunded, that city and state funding has failed to keep up with inflation and the growing enrollment. Kevin Stump is with Young Invincibles.
We're here today to release a white paper and a student bill of rights that calls on our elected leaders in Albany and in City Council to fully fund CUNY.
The CUNY Rising Alliance wants Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio to make good on promises to protect New Yorkers by committing to a phase-in of a $2 billion plan over the next 5 years to fund free, high-quality education for all CUNY, all City University students.
It's very exciting what's happening today, the release of this white paper, because we have groups coming together, student groups, community groups, faculty and staff groups, labor throughout the city, saying that CUNY is central to the survival of New York City.
Barbara Bowen is president of Professional Staff Congress, representing 27,000 professional CUNY staff. She says the call is not for a little change, but for a new vision of funding for CUNY, a demand to rethink the agenda that has said CUNY is going to have to just scrape by.
There is enough money, and there is still enough money in this rich city and this rich state to allow for free tuition and top quality education at CUNY. And if this city and state care, truly care, about the more than 500,000 people who go to CUNY, who are largely Latino, African American, Asian people, who are largely people of color, poor people, if the city and state really care, then it is simple. Put the money in to make sure that CUNY students and their families can have the education that they deserve. That's what we're calling for. Start now, and we commend the mayor and the governor. They've made powerful statements about Sanctuary City. They've made powerful statements about not allowing New Yorkers to be discriminated against or victims of intimidation. But there is now another powerful way to show that, and that is to start investing in CUNY, because CUNY is the vehicle, CUNY is the hope in this cruel and unequal, increasingly cruel society. CUNY is the one reliable chance for poor people in New York to have a decent, stable, happy life. That's what we all want. Why shouldn't the poor people in this city have that too?
We can do this!
We can do this! We can do this!
Today, 60% of the city's college-bound students enroll at a CUNY college. Many have remedial needs because they came out of underfunded high schools, which struggle to prepare students for college. 77% of undergraduate CUNY students are people of color. 38% are immigrants, and 59% come from families with annual incomes less than $30,000, and 38% of students come from families earning less than $20,000. Families which couldn't afford the private college tuition cost of $32,000 or more a year. 500,000 young people throughout the five boroughs attend a CUNY 2 or 4 year college.
These are the working poor of our city who yearn for an education, who yearn for success, who recognize that a college degree provides so many opportunities.
New York City public advocate Tish James says the city needs the $2.5 billion funding over the next 5 years.
We need this funding so that tuition can be frozen and ultimately made free. We need this funding so that CUNY can hire full-time professors to provide our students with the best quality education. We need this funding so our students can get the advisement and support services they need. And we need this funding to ensure our facilities are not in disrepair, but in a state of good repair. And together, these are fundamental requirements to provide the best quality education possible. We can't just talk about the the need for higher education and how it's the key to success. Without actually putting funding in our budget, both on the state level and the city level. Because our students deserve better. Our professors deserve better. Our city deserves better. Our nation deserves better. And at the end of the day, all of us will be better. And all boats will rise to the top. That's why education is so important. From K through 12 and from 12 and beyond. I stand with this group and say it's critically important that we fund higher education, that we fund CUNY, and that we fund it now.
Jose Davila with the Hispanic Federation says enough of the budget dance over support for CUNY.
The reality is for far too long, there's been this game between Albany and the city around who's going to really pay for CUNY, who's going to pay more for CUNY, who's going to cut back, who's raising tuition prices. And what we're saying is we're done with that game. We're not going to play that game anymore. We want to tell our state leaders it's time to have a new vision for CUNY and for public education here in New York. We are pleased to support the amazing Bill of Rights and the white paper that's come out of this coalition, and we stand behind the ask that the state and city come together to put forth $2 billion over time to invest in CUNY to make sure not only that we stop raising tuition, but that we can support the great faculty of CUNY, that we can have the appropriate programs and classes for students who are here today to speak out for their own rights and future students that are to come. We know that CUNY is the most significant both education and economic and enhancement tool for the city's 2.3 million Latino residents. And so we want to make sure that our leaders are rethinking their vision around CUNY, are not going to play this sort of budget dance and this fight over who's going to pay for CUNY, and that we need a more robust vision to make sure that CUNY can continue to get stronger and ultimately become a free institution for all who choose to have a public higher education.
Accessibility at CUNY is a real problem, according to Brian Wigfall with the CUNY Coalition for Students with Disabilities. He says disabled students and faculty lack adequate and accessible space to study and socialize outside of class.
CUNY facilities are often too worn out to accommodate disabled students, faculty, and staff. Libraries throughout CUNY often do not have software on computers that disabled students need to use. Investments in various forms of technology, including accessible technology, for students with disabilities remain inadequate to support the growing needs of students and faculty. An investment in infrastructural resources at CUNY can provide students with the learning spaces, library materials, and access to technology available to their counterparts in private institutions.
And for Shishat Mack with the Black Youth Project 100, which operates from a Black, queer, and feminist lens, a full, free, funded CUNY is the way to break the cycle of poverty and work with disenfranchised Black and Brown people.
We know that half of all low-wage workers in New York City are Black people. We know that half of all low-wage workers in New York City are women. And so it is critically and crucially important that we take the time and the energy to invest in those people. Not just speaking words, but to actually put our money where our mouth is, invest in CUNY. For us, making sure that Black and Brown people have access to education, higher education, free, fully funded education, is not just an issue of anti-racism, not just an issue of feminism, it is also an act of reparations. It is time for this country and for this city to invest in its Black and Brown people the way that we have invested in this country as well.
The CUNY Rising Alliance says the mayor and governor should uphold their promises to protect at-risk New Yorkers by ending public divestment in CUNY and put the university firmly on a path to full funding.